It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 24. You and your conch shells.
I thought you were all
going to
yell cock.
No, whoa, whoa. What are you talking about? Conch shell.
You said cock, right?
Oh, that's how it's pronounced?
Conch? You said
conch.
You can use cock in your, you know, when you got to like, you know, you got to cock something up.
How am I supposed to use cocks?
Cock. Not like cock.
I've been calling it cock. It's a conch?
Yeah.
No, it's cock.
Cock?
C-A-U-L-C-H.
It's a C-H. Silent N.
So we all have cock.
C-A-U-L-K. No, cock.
Oh.
We need cock.
C-A-U-L-K for filling holes.
Now you're saying like C-A-U-L-K.
Well, other things
like
fill holes too.
Quack.
Quack.
Well, anyway, speaking of conches and conks and cocks and
welcome
whatever.
To the 23rd podcast. What number? 24th?
24. And I'm Brian Kluger.
Last one.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey, hey.
Gwen Reyes.
He does not have a cock. Or a cock.
But
Adam doesn't.
I don't know about Adam.
Someone under Adam under the...
Andrew Conway.
Conchway.
It's a fast bend.
And Gadiel Khan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
So if you've been following us, listening to us at all, you know that we did a bracket on directors, like an NCAA style tournament bracket.
We're all still friends after that.
We are. There,
it's coming up.
Me and Adam have never been the same though.
So we did that. So since it's a new year, we decided to do a television bracket, and we announced our television shows split into comedies and dramas a couple weeks ago. So, but now, good old Wade Davis in Wichita seeded our bracket and put our 64 shows into an actual bracket tournament.
Thank you, Wade.
Thank you,
good
Wade.
Good job, Wade.
And I'll let us say this bracket and how we seeded it. Very, very difficult to choose.
Yeah, this was
there's going to be a lot of upsets today.
See, like, I'm cool with movies, but television is my love and my passion and everything. And this was really hard.
It's going to be...
Let's preface it was from the 1990s on up.
Yeah, the TV shows are from the 90s on up. So some of these shows started...
From their end date, not from their start date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So mentioned that as well.
If you creeped into the 90s.
Yeah, if you creeped
so
into the 90s.
It's been around since the...
89, 88.
But so as... Cosby Show so has Wonder Years, but their bulk of the show's been in the 90s. So,
yeah.
So 90s through present. And we came up with the TV shows, which I think we had over 100, and we had to narrow them down to 64, which was really difficult. But now they're seated. And now
I wish we could have recorded that, because we had some heated words then.
We did, but now we're going to even have more heated words, I'd imagine. So we're going to narrow them down to 32. This is the first round draft, or the first round pick tournament. So none of us know who any of... We picked yet, so the first matchup is between Arrested Development and Workaholics.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
There's no question.
There's like absolutely no question.
I mean, it's going to be Arrested Development.
I'll give an argument for Workaholics. It's much more of an everyman's type of show in that you can understand what they're coming from. Arrested Development, you have to get into the writing. If you're not into what they're talking about or don't understand that... Yeah. Level of comedy, it can be very stupid to you, and it can be very hard to watch Arrested Development.
Yeah, and their
you
jokes
don't get
don't,
it because they have so many jokes that don't work with the show. They're just there for people that know the show,
like, and jokes that don't pay off to like the like ten,
end of the
10
fucking,
episodes later.
Like, I think Arrested Development is one of the smartest comedies ever created, and it totally is going to win this battle. But I can easily see why Workaholics would be an easier choice.
Well, I mean, as far as seeding goes, like Workaholics as a low seed and Arrested Development was a high seed. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's difficult, but I could see the argument of they're both amazing. They're
like,
both
I laughed my ass off
at
Workaholics, but there's no way it's on the Arrested Development level.
Yeah, it's not
Arrested
Development.
How much both of their shows having only four seasons have done, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And so is everybody, is this a unanimous Arrested Development?
Yeah, it's got to move on. The writing in it is some of the best ever done in comedy.
I agree.
And those writers have gone on.
And I didn't like the last season. I was not a fan of the Netflix season.
I thought it was very good. I liked it for what it was.
There were a lot of
issues.
It
just wasn't the same as the
original series. Yeah, well,
because
they couldn't get
it
all together for the price that they had to make the actual show. So it's.
They did better than I thought, but they didn't do great.
You should watch it again.
All right, the next matchup is Louis versus House of Lies. This was difficult for me. But I went with Louis. And I'll say why, because there's not a show like Louis. There's kind of a show as House of Lies, but Louis just, it's a comedy show, but there's also like weird, awkward moments to it.
I feel like House of Lies is a very good show.
It is.
Funny, but it's still a formulaic show that you know.
Correct.
Kind of what your beats are going to be
every
10 minutes or so. You know, it still follows those lines. Whereas Louis, you're right, it's another show like Arrested Development that's very hard. If you're not in it, you're not following it. But you can actually come in, see a standalone episode, and it doesn't really, all the things around it don't really matter.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Louis.
Like the season finale episode where he's trying to be take over for David Letterman is like one of the best episodes
great.
Ever. Yeah.
I mean,
so Louis.
Louis, because he's the boldest.
Yeah. And he's
I don't think anyone tells Louis what to do
and
on
he's
his
an
show.
And that's what I really appreciate him also, is that he's an artist in the sense that he was like, FX, I can't get you the show that I want to create in a year. I'm taking 2 years to do the next season. And they let him do it. And that says a lot more than...
I think we all agree House of Lies is great, but it can't beat Louis.
Yeah, it can't beat Louis.
And Louis gets some great actors to do, and great people to do some interesting things.
It's just crazy.
Like David Lynch was on there.
Yeah, great casting.
Louis does what Louis wants, and I approve of that.
Sweet. And if you've seen him live, it fits so perfectly with the
it's
show.
Great. Yeah. All right, moving on to the next matchup. Seinfeld versus Children's Hospital.
If there's a question, I'll stab
that
you.
That's a stupid one.
Well, okay, so I
that
love,
should be
I
your number
Children's
one
Hospital.
Seed
Children's
and your number
Hospital,
16.
Okay, Children's Hospital is a... It's a different comedy, and it's not for everybody, but it's great. But Seinfeld really paved the way for comedy. Like, people still talk about Seinfeld today, and
I can't believe you're picking
comedy.
Seinfeld over Children's Hospital.
I pick Seinfeld.
I'm just kidding.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
What? He wouldn't be a good Jew if he didn't pick Seinfeld.
Which is funny, because Seinfeld, last podcast, it was the worst TV ending ever.
It is the worst TV
It could still
it
have the worst TV ending.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
I agree.
You know what's funny is that in the dramas, I made a decision that was based on that, because there was two that had that ended, and I was like, which one had the better ending, which one sticks with me?
Like Weeds? I blew off Weeds because of its horrible, three seasons. We'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
I would also
we'll
say Seinfeld
there.
Because Seinfeld, too, if you go back and rewatch it, I'm just kind of like cheered that I'm amazed it's not on this list.
It doesn't go into the
90s.
It
does.
It
goes into the 90s, yeah.
Why did we not
talk
Cheers?
We cut Cheers.
Oh, that's right. We picked something over
Cheers.
Neither is Friends. Friends is also not on this list.
Friends made our initial list, but
it got knocked off. Because we're guys.
Probably. That's basically what I'm saying.
We put Weeds on there.
Yeah, I would say Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
I don't know why Weeds was on this list.
Seinfeld. All right, moving on. Next matchup, Mr. Show with Bob and David from HBO and Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Mr. Show.
Fresh Prince.
Mr. Show.
Fresh Prince.
Didn't Mr. Show have a season?
Prince. Okay, you two Fresh Prince, we're two Mr. Show. What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm on the fence.
It's Fresh Prince.
Yeah, you know, your arguments.
What world can you? What world would you rather live in? A world where there's no Mr. Show or no Fresh Prince?
A world with... No Mr. Show, and I'll tell you.
You
why.
Can replace Mr. Show. You
yeah,
can't
you'd
replace
rather
Fresh
live in a
Prince.
World with no Mr. Show, so pick Fresh Prince.
Damn right.
I disagree with that.
You just said
some...
it yourself.
No, I meant to say, like, I'd rather live in a world.
I'm surprised you don't. You're going for Will Smith. It's your boy.
I love Will Smith, but I'd rather have Mr. Show because it was smarter.
Actually, I'm switching with Fresh Prince.
Woo!
It's only because of Carlton. That's it.
It's because of me, right? Despite me.
It's not unusual.
Who do you choose?
Doesn't matter.
Winner one! No!
No, it does matter. You have to choose.
But Fresh Prince will probably be out in the next round. But
yeah.
Yes. I was leaning more towards Mr. Show because I like the writing and I like just the
But
it's a better show than Fresh Prince.
How long had this show been on?
Yeah.
It
was three seasons.
Was it three seasons?
Yeah. It was funnier than Fresh Prince.
No, it wasn't.
It was on HBO, so it wasn't as accessible.
I don't know if it was.
Here's the other thing, Fresh Prince is so broad. That's
what made me change my mind, because Fresh Prince appealed to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I like Mr. Show a lot. But it was...
Their whole episodes people won't even get.
Right.
So Fresh Prince the 3, what about you?
I'm probably leaning towards Fresh Prince too, just because...
Is that your final answer, Fresh Prince?
Yes.
So it is Fresh Prince.
This is why we
You're so angry.
Guys, yeah. This is why we don't get invited to Sunday dinner.
Why? Just to spite me.
Stanley Kubrick issues. But we love you.
The axes are falling.
Really like, well, yeah.
I mean, Mr. Show is a really
good funny show. It's a better show.
And the talent that's come out of Mr. Show is great, but I don't want to live in a world with no Fresh Prince.
Okay.
It beats out Children's Hospital, if that makes you feel better.
All right. Moving on.
Not my jam.
South Park versus How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
South Park.
How I Met Your Mother.
I would say South Park.
South Park.
I have a soft spot.
What? How I Met Your Mother is a laugh track comedy.
Whatever.
South Park.
So much more intelligent
than
that.
Like also, okay.
It's so hard.
Both of them have such a distinct
South Park's
style.
Been doing the same note for so damn
long.
No, they
haven't.
How I Met Your Mother has changed.
No, South Park keeps knocking out really great episodes. Like, they surprise me.
They've had whole seasons that are not that great.
Yeah, they're hit or miss for sure, but...
Don't get me wrong. They've had great seasons. They've also had seasons where we're like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Fucking wrong on this.
You can't go back and watch every season of South Park.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Well, what I like about...
Wait a second. Adam. South Park or How I Met Your Mother?
So tough. I love How I Met Your Mother, but I want the South Park.
Mob Dog! South Park.
This is going to be the Wire argument.
I love How I Met Your Mother, but
How
South
Met Your Mother's
Park
a better
just very, very slightly.
No, it's
South
not.
Park
it's
is
much better.
No way.
I love How I Met Your Mother.
What I love
You're
about
sense.
How I Met Your Mother is it's one of the rare comedies that is all about, it's all a love story, it's all a romantic comedy, and you follow that the entire time, and the characters are so interesting besides Ted. But it does follow a lot.
I know.
Yeah.
He's the weakest link.
Except for Ted, but that's fine. He's the worst human ever, but whatever.
They've done so many inventive episodes.
I feel like what South Park did was that South Park made the whole genre of like dirty animation, and that
it created exactly.
That
Beavis and Butthead created it, and Beavis and Butthead deserves the credit of that. South Park did come along
South
and change
the
game
level.
With
yeah.
maybe the level it went to, but it has also been repetitive and had
it
seasons
has not been
that
both
have
of them
it
very
has
repetitive.
Been very
all
repetitive.
Very repetitive. Both of them
this
have
was
great
the hardest season, one of the hardest.
But South Park does like have sort of their finger on like the pulse of America. Like it's great
just
how they're able to parody stuff so fast.
They don't do the norm. Where How I Met Your Mother
yeah.
does.
We know you hate How You Met Mother.
Have you seen
well,
How You Met Your Mother?
How You Met Your Mother's on
I have seen it. Not all of them, but
I've
seen it. I don't think it goes by the norm. There are so many inside jokes that last. The blue fucking horn has lasted seven seasons. That is not.
We may not get the final slap. It may not happen at the end of the season.
I mean, that's something that's stuck with anyone who's seen the fucking show through and through, and you love those moments. South Park has some characters that are like that, but there have been episodes where I'm just like, oh.
It's hard. Trust me. I
haven't watched South Park since the second season, but.
Then how can you go to South Park?
Wow.
You've seen seven seasons of
South Park.
And those
aren't even the best seasons either.
The best seasons of the recent
ones. Five or six, yeah.
There's like 15 seasons.
Yeah, but
they're able to pump them out per week. That documentary definitely sold me on South Park.
Oh, man.
Behind the scenes, like how they actually create
the human centipad?
Really, really great stuff. But I still have a soft spot.
The visual vanilla paste.
Mother. But
I'm fine with South Park moving on.
Right.
I'm not angry at South Park.
I'm okay for South Park moving on,
but I still think
Howard is
better.
I love
how you met your mother because
it's in my top.
That
six.
Is my yeah.
Because you want to do How I Met Your Mother because you only seen two seasons of South Park. I agree.
No, but I still think that South Park's a bit more.
Sweet.
Okay.
Moving on, South Park 1.
Hurry before she changes her mind.
The next one on is really difficult. Chappelle Show versus Scrubs. I pick Scrubs.
Scrubs.
I did
just
too.
Because I want. I
you know what?
I
Chappelle Show ended.
Right.
Scrubs never ended. He walked away from what could
have
been.
Scrubs should have ended a little sooner.
If he hadn't
yeah.
pushed out
but
and ended
that's
it.
That's another thing that's cool about Scrubs, though, is that they tried to do something with it. Even though the guys left and they tried to do Scrubs, the new class, you know, essentially.
And they tried.
Hello. That voice in television, Bill Lawrence is. Such a great voice in television. It was so different. I mean, I'm not saying that Chappelle
voice.
I'm not saying that Chappelle wasn't a great voice, but Bill Lawrence is an amazing voice in comedy. Yeah.
Like, Chappelle was a bold voice. He said shit no one else. His Clayton Bigsby is one of the most hard-hitting comedy moments in the history of comedy.
Scrubs is great.
But Scrubs is too
The first five or six seasons of Scrubs were amazing.
I'm so glad we all chose Scrubs.
Yeah, Scrubs is good.
Scrubs is another one that did the comedy and drama really, really well.
Yeah,
never saw
subtle switch.
You were just like, sucker punch.
Well, because Scrubs is such a silly, slapsticky comedy, but they also, there's moments in that series where I actually cried.
Remember when the head nurse died?
Yeah.
When
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
I was crying.
Yeah, that was a sad
And I don't normally cry for Brendan Fraser.
Scrubs is going to be a dark horse.
I agree with Gotti. I think Scrubs could be an underdog and go pretty far.
There's not been a bad season.
It's because of the fact that
even the shitty seasons were not that bad.
Scrubs is very.
The reason we laugh so hard is because they take us on that roller coaster because they bring those sad moments, but then they bring us back to that.
Anyone excited Zach Braff might bring his movie to Dallas?
I think that's what makes a good comedy.
I could get two shits about what Zach Braff
Todd.
Why? Zach Braff and Josh Radner are in the same boat of like pretentious dicks, in my opinion.
I love Zach Braff so much more. It was like one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah,
it's
so good.
With Todd. Have you ever hugged Zach Braff?
I will. When he comes to Dallas, I'll hug his ass hard.
That was the Kickstarter movie, right?
All
right.
I'll be his chocolate bear. Purpleton's gone.
You're like a vanilla teddy bear.
Warrior.
Moving on to the next matchup.
More than Warrior. A
next matchup is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and The State. No contest for me. The State, but It's Always Sunny just kills me.
It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny.
I really wanted to say The State.
I did too, but It's Always Sunny.
I really like
The State.
So
many good people came from The State. And
but you both. But that's the issue. Was The State good if you didn't know that? Like,
no.
In hindsight, I think The State looks better because of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas Always Sunny was came in and just hit you in the nuts immediately.
And that's a problem that I have with a lot of the shows we picked where I'm like, yes, the talent that came out of that show is really great, but the actual show is not my jam.
It's Always Sunny didn't get good until they brought in Frank, though.
That was second season. And
but still, season one was good, though.
It was good, but
she's great in the first season.
Yeah.
But The State is rewatchable, but not like It's Always Sunny either.
I can watch any episode of Always Sunny, still laugh.
It's like watching it for the first time.
Shitty episode of Always Sunny, even like when it gets super dark and it's uncomfortable.
Those are the best things. Yeah, those are the best ones.
Yeah, those are really
Always Sunny was kind of like, you know what it was kind of like? South Park. It went way past where it should have gone, and it stuck with it like throughout.
And it's great. It's great.
Well, it found its core audience, and it's pumping out. I think everyone's got Always Sunny.
Guys, we're having a good time just now. It's going to get real hard.
All right. That's what she said, and yes. All right. Moving on. The next matchup.
Oh, this is so hard.
What's the next one?
The next match is 30 Rock versus Archer. I went with Archer because...
Damn right you did!
Archer. Because... I like 30 Rock, but there's just a lot of episodes of 30 Rock that just
Archer.
Didn't. But yeah, Archer, I think, is a better show.
I mean, I went to Archer Live. Those dudes are the funniest.
I know, but I
picked
30
Rock.
I picked 30 Rock.
But there's so many issues with 30 Rock.
There is a lot of issues.
30 Rock had a shitty final season.
It was getting bad.
I don't care for last season of Archer. And I don't care for the episodes of Archer that I've seen for this season.
Oh, I love this season. They're drug dealers, and it's hilarious.
So there's two for 30 Rock, there's two for Archer.
Two for Archer. Yeah, you settle it.
Oh, yeah.
Archer's better writing.
I love Archer. I do.
Archer's one of the more intelligently written shows.
Yes. It's one of the If it had been it's like between so... Archer and The Simpsons, I think I know where I would have gone.
Yeah.
But not 30
Rock
between
was,
Tina Fey.
30 Rock was a show that
I love Tina, but not better than Archer.
Really been a fan of and watched it almost religiously. But I became a fan of Archer, and I didn't see the first season, and I've grown to like Archer a lot more than I like 30 Rock. So I'm
Archer wins! Holy shit!
Guys, I can't imagine living in a world where there is no
opinion.
I can.
That the female in you?
Yeah.
Well, but it's also the person who loves backstage, backstage comedy.
Like, you know what?
Like,
Parks and Rec's still
going to
possibly make it.
But Parks and Rec wasn't created by a woman.
It doesn't matter. It's all Amy Poehler's show. And why are you against Weeds, then? Kenji's a woman.
I'm not against
she's
Weeds.
A big
horrible.
Fucking woman.
I think I picked Weeds.
But she's a damn woman.
Damn!
Dude!
Gilmore Girl's on here, too.
New Girl's on this.
Kenji's
Gilmore Girl's
great.
On this.
What is the New Girl's on this.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I know Gilmore Girls is on this.
If y'all fuckers hate Gilmore
Girls.
I will.
Are you going to hate on Gilmore Girls?
No. Oh. Guys, you don't. Did you not see what Gilmore Girls
was
up against?
Superman, Batman.
Fucking bullshit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's true. It's going to lose, but.
All right. Moving on. Moving on to the next matchup.
The greatest show.
Next matchup is really tough. Curb Your Enthusiasm versus Party Down.
How is that tough?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm hands down wipes in
the
Party Down
level.
Is so good, though.
No, it's not.
But I went with Curb. You went with Curb?
Curb in a heart.
Two Curbs.
Party Down.
You did Party Down?
How?
What about you two?
I like Rob Thomas a lot.
No way.
Larry
fucking David.
That's two.
If you don't see Larry David.
It's...
Wait,
what?
Bullshit! Bullshit! Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Argue it. Make the point, because how do you argue against Larry David?
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm is better than Party
Down. If
you're
on Party
Down's awesome.
It's hard. It's really tough.
How is it hard? That show is genius.
Y'all are retarded.
It is. Like, the whole scene...
I don't like it. I don't like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Never liked it.
So you don't like Seinfeld?
I don't like
it's the
Seinfeld.
Same thing. But you voted for Seinfeld.
How can you love Seinfeld and not love Curb?
I love Curb.
Because, like,
how is Party Down better than
the
Curb?
Second or third season of Curb when they did the restaurant and they had the Tourette or the Tourette's thing at the very end? That was great. Or Crazy Eyes Killer.
What I like about Party Down.
JB
Smooth? The beginning of Party Down, that.
Y'all are kicking out JB!
That,
he's
like
the best part of Curb.
Show.
Like,
what's that? This is his show!
When he joined, it was like definitely.
Or the scene where they're Katrina
survivors.
That's when I actually
LA.
Started watching Curb was the Seinfeld season.
Yeah, that's a great season. And, Michael Richards wearing the hat because he thinks it's going to kill this. Genius. And then,
explain
like,
to me why Party
Down. Or when one of Larry David's relatives was a Jew and they were converting him to Baptist and like Larry David stopped it mid as he was going underwater.
Jeff Garland's wife.
Yeah, Susie
Essman
is great.
I love
She called somebody a cunt car wash.
You guys can't defend
We can't because neither of you
switch.
You damn right, just switch.
I'll go back to Curb. I changed.
It's fine.
It's because I think Curb's
Party
Down
Party
is more relatable.
Party Down's
it's
a great idea.
It's the Gutenberg episode.
No, it doesn't.
No way.
No, it
no
doesn't.
Way. Super Dave?
You're kidding me.
And
Curb is one of the
Adam
greatest.
Scott, Lizzie Kaplan.
Richard Lewis, Jen. Larry David.
Richard Lewis, Jeff Garland,
Super
Dave. Larry
Dave,
it's Super Dave.
Party Down's like the state also, because like a lot of great talent came out of Party Down and went on to do good things. Like Adam Scott.
But did they do it in Party Down?
Yes.
Yeah. It did. So
I'm switching better
episode?
Than Curb.
Yeah.
Switching
to
what?
Switching
you're
Curb. I'm going
you're switching Curb.
So yeah. So,
okay, Curb.
So Curb's winning, but I do. I have. I think Party Down.
What's
definitely
Scott's
is like.
Line are you switched though?
Are we having
yeah,
fun
he's switched.
Yet?
Are we having Great. Fun yet?
Yeah. Can you come up with any catchphrase from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Pretty.
Thank you.
Pretty.
Thank you, winner.
Pretty good. And we say that like every day.
It's pretty.
The Steve Gutenberg birthday party episode is hilarious.
But I can name three other episodes.
That's real iceberg water.
Okay,
away.
Now we gotta get to the Beavis and Butthead.
That was a good one, though.
All right, the next matchup. The next The next matchup is two animated shows: Futurama and Beavis and Butthead. It's gotta be Futurama.
No, it doesn't. How?
No,
that's
not
you guys
Beavis
are wrong.
And
Beavis and Butthead. Futurama. There's not a bad episode of Futurama.
You are stuck in the middle of everyone.
Futurama is better.
Okay, let's take it back. Beavis and Butthead created. How you do...
Doesn't matter if they created it.
It was
yes,
fucking hilarious.
Does.
It does. It's
no.
ground. It was groundbreaking.
It is groundbreaking.
It's hilarious. TP? Toilet paper?
TP for my butt.
That might be the funniest shit I've ever seen on TV.
I'll give you examples.
You might have to be high when you're seeing the show, but it's so damn good.
Wait a second.
Futurama came down to one episode for me was the dog episode.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Episode is so good.
It's so good.
In addition to that, not only does that show make you cry... More than three times, Futurama, Jurassic Bark. But make sure
so
that
good.
Fry became his own grandfather by hooking up with his grandmother.
Beavis and Butthead
it's amazing.
Survived life. That's
so
important.
Did Futurama. Futurama
no,
came
Beavis
back
and Butthead.
Twice.
Beavis and Butthead was such a small, simple concept. You didn't need to have all this other fluffy stuff in there. You could just have this really great... Simple story that involved two buds sitting on their couch watching music videos for going to high school and surviving.
It's,
and that shit was hilarious.
And it is hilarious, but Futurama's better show.
No,
they had
Dr.
scientists.
Zoidberg.
They had
Without
physicists.
Beavis and Butthead, we wouldn't have Futurama.
Boom, right there.
Not true.
There's your
Super
argument.
True.
Simpsons was before Beavis and Butthead.
And Simpsons wasn't as hard hitting. You wouldn't
guys.
Have South Park without Beavis and Butthead. You wouldn't have these hard hitting shows. Beavis and Butthead didn't just do an animated show.
You wouldn't have a King of the Hill because King of the Hill was,
he was a character.
I know.
Beavis and Butthead originated.
Daria without
you wouldn't have Daria out of left
field. I'm going about the show, the excellence of the show, Futurama, on an animation, a voice, a...
Brannigan.
A smart, a brilliant
Butthead
show.
Isn't branded?
Futurama is a way better
the
show.
The writing is a lot better.
Everything's better about the show. There's not one
bad
episode.
Because Futurama had a bigger staff and a bigger budget. Whereas,
and it only has a bigger staff and bigger budget because Mr. Judge.
Yeah, and you're saying you hate Dallas by saying that you're picking.
That's right. He's a local guy.
Not true. And I'm not going that. And you said earlier South Park was redundant. Beavis and Butthead's very redundant. But I like Beavis and Butthead, but Futurama's not.
It's not redundant in the show. It's only redundant in the fact that it takes place on a couch and in certain locations. South Park is
same dick and fart.
Redundant has an entire town. It could go anywhere with it. It's repetitive in some of its characters and bringing them back all the time. Beavis and Butthead was at least going through the journey of these two kids watching whatever random shit they're
Well, it doesn't matter right now. The only thing is Andrew has to decide.
Good point.
Futurama, man.
It's all you again.
It really is.
It's Futurama.
It's Futurama.
I love Futurama. It's fine.
Futurama.
I mean, no issue with Futurama.
My
50-year-old
self
would pick
Beavis and Butthead. But my 30-year-old self is all about Futurama. I get the jokes.
But your 20-year-old self loved Beavis and Butthead.
Butthead. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead. My 20-year-old self
was like the first animated show that mattered.
But now that I actually can...
None of us watched the original Simpsons.
Now that I actually pay attention...
None of us remember Simpsons.
Monorail.
No, you didn't. Because you remember how shitty that animation was? It was shit.
It wasn't that bad.
It was shit.
Go back and watch
Where
that.
Did Simpsons start?
Santa's Little Helper.
Thank you. No one watched that shit. No, they didn't. No,
talk about the show, not Tracy Ullman show.
They didn't watch it.
Just saying. All right, Futurama. We're going on. The next matchup. The next matchup. Saturday Night Live versus Veep.
That was mean.
Saturday Night Live versus Veep.
That's a hard one, too.
I chose Saturday Night Live because, man, they're... So many characters have come out of that that are iconic.
I genuinely wanted to choose Saturday Night Live, like really, really, really badly, because it's been around for almost 40 years. Everybody on that, there's been bad, there's been good, but I just love Veep so much.
I love Veep too. I had to go with Saturday Night Live. I'd rather.
You know why
Saturday
I didn't go Saturday Night Live? Because this was 90s on, and the best Saturday Night Live did not happen in the 90s and beyond.
Actually, Will Ferrell,
is better than
early
90s
with Dana Carvey
Murray.
And Norm MacDonald.
Upperman?
And Chris Farley.
Good. And Adam Sandler.
All right,
yes. Saturday Night Live blows
great,
away.
But I
love Veep. I do, but I'm going to have to go to SNL.
SNL's had shitty seasons, though.
It had. It's a lot of
shitty. It's had shitty casts.
Like,
had
the late 90s were really bad on it.
Two assholes buying the Christmas
Veep
tree.
Is such a good show.
For two seasons, Veep has been almost flawless.
Right.
Whereas for 20 seasons...
Let it go on for 38 seasons.
The parts are hitting the hole.
Saturday Night Live has so many iconic characters, so many lines, so much comedy.
I'm trying to think
of
two consecutive seasons of SNL that were wonderful in the last 20 years.
As a whole, SNL.
The last
20
years? That's like Sandler and Farley days. That's Will Ferrell, Cheryl Terry.
Those were great seasons.
Those were consistently great seasons.
Dana Carvey?
Chris Farley. The Gap Girls was a problem. I don't know.
So you say Saturday Night
Live? I think everybody says Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I think we all have to.
It's
hard not to say Saturday Night
Live. I switched to
Saturday Night. Yeah, we're all going Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, there's no... You can't really argue against
it. Our reminiscing.
We do love
Julia Louis-Dreyfus,
though.
All
right. She was on SNL also.
All right, I feel like I'm going to get shit for this, but the next matchup is between Spaced and Parks and Rec. I pick Spaced.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Like, we're not
Spaced.
Sorry, but
we're not
even Space off.
This we're not even. We can't have. I can't argue this.
Brian, if it was based off of just the first season of Parks and Rec, I would have gone to Space.
Because it wasn't a good season.
Because I didn't like. I hated the first season. I got into it pretty much the end
it
of
the
season.
It took until they got rid of Paul Schneider.
A single mustache saved it for
Parks
and Rec.
Parks and Rec is great. Parks and Rec is great.
Parks and
Rec is great.
And Rec.
But Space,
Nick Offerman alone wins it.
Yeah.
Nick Offerman is genius.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it's not even Amy Poehler for me. It's everyone else.
I've never been able to finish.
It's not Amy Poehler. Everyone else. Everyone else in Parks and Rec that I
fucking
I like. I don't even like Amy Poehler that much. I hate Amy Poehler on the show.
So glad I brought all
this. This isn't as big a upset as whatever you were bitching about.
So what's Space? Well, give us your argument, Brian. You just said Space. You didn't say anything else.
Space.
I had to eat my emotions.
Simon Pegg was also on a really horrible episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, we'll get to Dr. Hugh, because I know you fuckers are going to pick
Hugh
it.
Or who?
And I'll fucking kill you.
Space, because it's...
Who cares?
Space, because
it
it's a very, very smart show. It did these subliminal...
Subliminal.
You're gaudy or something.
Words. It's not shit.
It doesn't matter.
You already lost your argument.
Move on. Yes. You've already lost.
Let's throwbacks to other movies and TV shows.
Let's get to the next one.
I mean, that's the whole premise of the show is it's.
I blow Parks and Rec down. It's moving on. Fuck me, right?
That's how you know Shaun of the Dead became that because of that one episode.
It's true.
I changed my vote for Brian.
All right.
We vote for Brian.
No, we don't.
All right, moving on. This is so difficult.
What about Brian?
Rock, but I will keep Parks and Rec.
The Simpsons versus Larry Sanders. And this was Simpsons. Difficult, but I went Simpsons.
Simpsons.
I wanted to do Larry Sanders. Larry Sanders
is
brilliant.
You know what it'd been really cool to see is Larry Sanders versus Dream On.
That's a great show.
I love Dream On.
Or Herman's Head.
It is really dated. I try to watch Dream On now, and it's
pretty
dated.
Super dated.
Simpsons? Everybody Simpsons?
Simpsons.
Yeah.
There's no argument there.
When I talked to Wendy Malick, I was like, can we just talk about Dream On?
All right.
Larry Sanders, great show, had great people come from it, you know, but...
Simpsons
is just...
It's more iconic.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's more iconic.
Spin City. Just shoot me.
All right, here we go. Next matchup, Freaks and Geeks versus Eastbound and Down. I went Freaks and Geeks because I relate to it so much.
For a show that ended too early, that was a perfect season.
My question, though, with all these high school shows, after a point you hit a wall... Eastbound and Down could keep going with his life. I pick Eastbound and Down because of that. His character alone is so crazy.
He's so good.
I love Freaks and Geeks. I think it's everyone's lovable high school show.
Yeah.
But it'll hit a wall. Eastbound won't ever hit a wall with that fucking nut. He's too nuts.
I mean, put Freaks and Geeks.
Same thing. I went with Eastbound and Down because Freaks and Geeks, it's the same argument we've been making, is the fact that they have a bunch of great characters. Great season, but... I would have liked to see more. Like, Eastbound and Down, there's just so much...
But I feel for what we got of both of those shows, could they have ended Eastbound and Down with that one season? If they had been...
But him going to Mexico?
Easily.
Him going to Mexico is genius.
That was the most hilarious...
Of the first season?
No, the end of the...
No, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you were to take a first season of both of those shows, being Freaks and Geeks had one season, and it was perfect. It had a beautiful ending. It was great.
If
you could have done the first season of Eastbound Down, it had been unjustly ended, Hello Ladies, would it have been able to be as in comparison?
It ended.
It would have been better. Eastbound was better.
What are you?
That's tough. Both are great shows.
Stevie is probably one of the best characters on TV.
But Freaks and Geeks, man, every character is great in that show.
Okay.
They're just so, just
on,
like,
Kenny.
How they managed to capture so much of people's lives in that show.
Don't do this to me, so Kenny.
Kenny,
don't do this to me,
Kenny. I don't base it off of lines.
So hard.
Dialogue. Come on now.
The co-creator is from Richardson.
Oh, that didn't help Beavis and Butthead.
I know.
When Stevie got the chicken.
He created Garland
from Legend. That was so funny. He's been wearing the blue contacts.
Stop trying to convince him. Just let him vote.
You live in the same house. Don't forget that shit.
This is a non campaigning section.
Don't make me break up with her. Keeney.
So
Keeney.
You can abstain, and then we have a tie.
No, you cannot fucking abstain. This
is
a bracket. Be a man or woman.
I've had to make some tough decisions today.
It's okay. The great thing is that neither of these shows are on the air anymore, so they're not like it's gonna.
And neither is gonna care.
Anything.
Yeah. David Gordon
and
Green will dislike
it,
you.
They're not going to make it far compared to some of these other heavy hitters we have. So
I'm going to go with Eastbound and Down.
Oh! I didn't think you were! I thought we were going to go with shit.
Fucking wrong.
That's so crazy.
As much as I love Freaks and Geeks, I really don't
fucking wrong.
Find it to be a straight-up comedy. I think it was more of a drama. But that's
I disagree.
Wow. It's a good argument, though.
Well, it was an hour long, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a drama.
All right. Eastbound and Down.
I'm sad Undeclared didn't make it.
Oh. All right.
Are you...
I like Undeclared.
Bullshit.
But I like Undeclared.
I like Undeclared.
I do love Charlie Conan.
All right. Two more matches up for comedy.
The American.
Yes.
Two more matches.
He's so good.
Next match. Mr. Bean versus The Office, the U.S. version.
That's some bullshit.
Oh, my God.
The Office. Office. I don't know how to make Mr.
It's
Bean.
It's hard.
The
I love this.
Mr. Bean's genius.
Mr. Bean is...
Mr. Bean is so...
Well, we both three did The
and
Office.
And you know what? I think The Office first three seasons doesn't live up to the British one. And it took me a while to get into The Office.
The second and third season of The American Office
is not better than the third.
Beautiful.
No, the Christmas special of the British works out all of it.
One episode.
Is that good? Yes.
I disagree. Yes. The second episode of the first season of the U.S. Office, where they did the racist thing, was
hilarious.
Stanley getting black was just genius.
I did not like that first season.
No.
The first season wasn't my favorite.
It didn't live up to what I'd seen in the British Office.
Anytime that show is on, it's the second.
But we're not arguing against British Office. It's Office versus.
But I'm making an argument against why I don't think The Office is full.
So we're arguing, yes. Mr. Bean versus...
I don't think Mr. Bean has had a bad moment. He's perfect. I go Mr. Bean.
That's an iconic character for sure.
Bless you.
I go Mr. Bean also.
Vampire sneeze.
We lose, though.
So, sure, y'all. Yeah, bless you.
Yeah, Office wins.
Are you guys saying The Office?
Yeah.
Office.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
All right. Blackadder, I would consider.
The last...
You Lord?
I love Blackadder.
The last matchup for comedy is between...
so good. Red Dwarf. So
the last matchup for comedy is Mystery Science Theater 3000 and The Cosby Show. I went MST3K.
Of course you did.
It's better.
I'm joining Brian on that.
I'm leaning towards that too.
MST3K, man.
MST3K.
It just so good.
There's no show like that.
No way.
No thing.
And
like
just like
that.
I just think the Cosby Show is funny.
No thing.
But it's like standard. MST3K, man, just brilliant comedy and just something I love doing.
But Bill Cosby himself is one of the fun. You know, he was.
I agree.
But no one else in the Cosby Show is as funny as him.
No.
So two definite MST3Ks. Is there you?
Yeah. Three. Like, four.
It's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Bill Cosby so himself is memorable, but the rest of the characters in the show were just flat.
It's not like Fresh Prince with a Carlton.
Right.
And then one precocious girl who had that attitude.
Rudy was.
Well, right. I think there were better shows that did the family thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that was nice about the Cosby
Family
Show
Matters.
Is it showed a black. It was. It showed another black family that wasn't poor. It was like a night. They were like anybody else.
They were doctors and lawyers.
You could have put anybody in that role, but then they chose to build it around.
It gave us the Cosby sweater. Like
MST3K. All right. Those are our 32 for... Or those are our...
Go choices. Run them through.
Just real quick. Our winners. Arrested Development. So our next matchups will be Arrested Development and Louie.
But no, we should have them reshuffle.
No?
Yeah, we'll have them reshuffle.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Arrested Development. Because
I can't lose both of those.
Arrested Development. Really Louie. Seinfeld. Fresh Prince. Which is ridiculous. South Park. Scrubs. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Archer, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Futurama, Saturday Night Live, Parks and Rec.
Did you vote for Archer?
No, I wasn't
for Archer. Okay. I was like, this is
Simpsons, Eastbound Down, The Office, and Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It's a good list.
It's a good list.
Good list.
All right, moving on to drama. The first matchup. First matchup.
This is ridiculous.
Lost versus Orphan Black.
Oh, my God.
I went with Lost because it just changed the game.
I went with
Lost.
Okay,
I'll
make the Orphan Black argument.
I didn't
have a shitty moment.
I'm going with Orphan Black also because I hated the ending of Lost.
Lost ending is one of the worst.
I disagree with you. They ruined
the whole premise.
But I don't.
They went against their word. I agree with that.
I have a hard time though comparing a show that's still on the air with a show that's finished. That is really, really challenging. Because
but did that finished product live up to what you wanted
it
to?
It can,
to?
But
I don't know if Orphan Black is going to live up to the product
exactly.
That I
Orphan Black, what we got.
So we're using
Black
the test
of
first seasons, then I lean towards Lost.
Yeah. Lost.
Because there was nothing
exactly.
Like Lost.
Lost
I do lean towards
so
Lost.
Much.
If we're going based on first seasons, Lost is... First season
yeah,
Lost is
because we just can't. You can't.
We go Y'all chose Orphan Black to put in here, so I went with Lost.
Orphan Black wins other debates, though.
Orphan
but
Black's
Lost
wonderful.
Is too good.
All right. This is a terrible matchup.
This is the... Wade, I know we don't know each other, but this is some bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It sucks.
This is the worst.
Breaking Bad versus Gilmore Girls. Now, both are excellent shows. One is better than the other show, but Gilmore Girls shouldn't go...
No.
I'll make an argument for Gilmore Girls. It takes you a while to get into Breaking Bad.
It does.
The first two seasons do not live up to the last three.
It doesn't.
No,
they don't. They don't. Not till you meet Gus.
Okay.
I disagree.
Where are you in Breaking
Bad?
You've just met Gus. And this is now... He's been watching this show for 2 months. That says something. It's right. You have to get to
Gilmore Girls from episode one. I love those.
I did too.
Even in that season.
Yeah, I vote Gilmore Girls.
Season four or season five when Lori and Lorelai were fighting.
No, this is way too hard.
But see,
all right, I was kidding. Break your back.
I always say one of my top TV shows of all time is Gilmore Girls. But the one thing with Gilmore Girls is there's nothing at stake in the show. There's
a lot at stake. There's her virginity.
Are you a
Rory? There's a relationship with her mom and her
Are you
a
Rory?
There's really nothing.
Definitely a Rory.
Is she going to go to Harvard or Yale?
The great thing.
No, it's serious. That's
that
a serious moment.
Drama.
They dragged it out through the whole season too.
And it was good.
The great thing about that show, the characters,
it was
the dialogue, and
yeah.
I wanted to live in Stars Hollow. I want to live.
It was a cool town.
That show is great because if you didn't know, if you didn't know any of the pop culture references, totally fine. You were there for a simple, great story. If you knew the little pop culture references, like, oh,
yeah, I did.
A little present for me. And I don't want to live in a world where there's no Gilmore Girls.
I don't either, but I don't want to live in a world where there's no Breaking Bad either. Breaking Bad's pretty amazing. I got more with Breaking Bad. Unfortunately,
I think we're all going with
We can't vote against Breaking Bad.
It's breaking some people's hearts a little more.
Just write down Breaking Bad, it's gone.
Gilmore, yeah.
This was awful.
This was
Gilmore Girls. Gilmore Girls, if you give me How I Met Your Mother.
You know, I'm not saying that.
Put it fresh for which one's out.
All right. Moving on. Another difficult one, but I know where I went. Sherlock versus Weed. Sherlock all the way.
Sherlock.
I did Weeds.
You did Weeds?
Wow.
Sherlock all the way, man.
Weeds.
Sherlock.
I'm again comparing three seasons. I'm comparing three seasons of a show. Sherlock is still going. Weeds finished. We didn't.
Yeah, but the problem is, though, Sherlock is
But the last
genius.
One, it just fell apart. Weeds fell apart. That's the problem. The first few were great, but it's just,
It only fell apart in season five, though.
Yeah.
It went four solid years. The moment they got out of Wisteria, or where the fuck they were, not Wisteria.
Wisteria Land?
There's 18 Where they got out of that town.
They left Majestic.
There's 18 hours of Sherlock, right?
It doesn't matter about hours. It's not about episodes. Sherlock is like little mini movies. Every
episode. Moriarty,
but Sherlock's
Moriarty. That's like
smart.
Moriarty
sells it episode for me.
That's villain.
That season. Yeah. You compare that season to any season.
So
Weeds.
I love Weeds.
Weeds made me question that my neighbors were all drug dealers, and that's how they were.
Until you got to like season five, and you realized how fake and
watching.
Boring it was.
Yeah, I stopped watching.
Weeds
it's
is such a horrible
movie. When they left Aggressive, I was.
I go. Sherlock.
I think everybody goes Sherlock.
Sherlock.
Also,
I do love
being
Weeds
the president
versus
of Mexico or something.
Oh, that was a good season. Actually, I love that season.
Yeah. All right. Kenji's a great voice.
Because I love Damian Brashear.
Because
the
Orange is the New Black is
genius.
That's
why I like The Bridge. I argued for that on the...
All right. Another very difficult matchup. Firefly versus Luther.
Luther.
No.
Firefly.
Firefly.
I don't like
you know what the issue with Luther is? Once you get rid of her, you don't have your villain.
Luther
is not the same without
you say
her.
Luther?
Luther.
But guys, first season comparison.
There's only one season of Firefly.
Yeah. Only one season of Firefly.
You know what? Firefly
was
still better. Firefly was great.
Firefly was amazing.
I don't like Firefly, so I'm like Luther.
Luther.
Firefly?
Really? You don't like Firefly?
Have you seen
it? I've tried four times watching that show, and I don't like it.
Have you watched all three seasons of Luther?
At different times.
No.
Only two seasons.
I've
still
seen
the last
watch
season.
Watch the third season, then you come back and talk to me.
I still go Firefly.
Alice is
did
a
you
great
vote,
villain.
Did you vote for Luther?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But Firefly, right? We like Luther. Alice is one of the great. She's almost damn near as good as she is. Moriarty.
I'll watch the third season.
What
of Luther
what villain do you have in Firefly?
The whole fucking evil group.
Yeah, but there's no like good like.
The Serenity is great. The movie.
Firefly
like,
is better than the movie too. I love the movie.
I
love this show.
Serenity, the film is
it's
great.
Good.
Firefly
but the TV
is not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It
Firefly
no
is darker. There's death in
it
Firefly
no
too. I like Firefly better. All right.
There was no ending to it.
That's not their fault.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Was it still a good season? Yes. I'm with you.
All right. Moving on. Oh, man. Difficult. The Sopranos versus Downton Abbey.
This is not hard
you're
at all.
Coming.
Sopranos. What the fuck? Get
How
out of here, Downton Abbey. That's not hard at all.
God, are you going to argue
with Downton
Abbey?
You should have put Downton Abbey and Gilmore Girls together.
Yeah.
Wade.
Sopranos? I picked Sopranos.
Right.
Sopranos.
We all picked Sopranos.
Okay,
Sopranos.
It was not hard at all.
No, yeah.
Who wins between Downton and Gilmore?
Between Downton and Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls,
I
picked Gilmore Girls.
I'm not sold on Downton Abbey. Sorry.
All right.
Downton Abbey is another show that had a great first season, and every season since then has been getting worse.
Downton Abbey's got the best set in the game. That castle is amazing. Fuck y'all.
Hi, Claire.
All right. The next
you can visit in real life.
The next one was extremely difficult for me. It's two of my favorite shows, 6 Feet Under and Battlestar Galactica. The revamped version.
That was hard.
And I went with 6 Feet Under because
so
I've never connected with characters like I ever have with 6 Feet Under. I haven't since either.
I still get teary-eyed thinking of, because this is another one where I was able to do comparisons on the whole series of the show. I get choked up and upset more with 6 Feet Under, and those characters are realer to me than the characters on.
I agree, but Battlestar, I cried at the end of Battlestar Galactica, and I cried. I cried several times at Battlestar, and I cried at the end of Battlestar, and I cried at the end of 6 Feet Under. But 6 Feet Under,
I
just
can't hear that damn Sia song without getting choked up.
Breathe me.
And it has been 10 years.
I couldn't get. The problem is I couldn't get.
It has been 9 years.
6 Feet Under was way too. Yeah, I don't know. It was just too impressive for me.
6 Feet Under for me.
They killed
6 Feet Under.
Battlestar.
You're Battlestar. You're 6 Feet.
6 Feet.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Come on, then.
I have to lean towards Six Feet Under because I think you could do
the ending of
Battlestar. Is there are other great space shows? I don't know of any show.
I'm choosing Six Feet Under.
I think Six Feet Under is a more unique show.
It is.
I don't think you can do another Six Feet Under.
Definitely, I watched.
I think
the
you
last
can pull
some great
characters.
And I don't think you could do Six Feet Under again.
At all. I don't think you could get away with what
because
you couldn't connect with those characters.
You still look at David Prowse, you call him Nate.
Yeah.
I mean, I still look at Dexter and think of him
as
he's so good.
Yeah. As Dave. Yeah, absolutely.
No, Six Feet Under.
Six Feet Under. All right, moving on.
Yes.
Moving on to one that I feel like it's an easy one. The Wire versus Quantum Leap.
Fuck you, it's easy.
The Wire.
Quantum Leap.
Y'all are crazy.
Yes!
Have y'all seen The Wire?
Have you seen Quantum Leap?
Yes. The Wire is way better.
I actually have zero opinion on this because I've never seen either of them.
Oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Really? Quantum Leap?
Do you just feel the deflation?
I never got into The Wire, man.
Y'all are
shitting in
breakfast.
The Wire's incredible. I agree. The Wire's incredible. Quantum Leap is my childhood.
Quantum Leap is what I
like. There's a difference. If I'd seen The Wire as a kid, I would have been a scarred kid. Seeing Quantum Leap makes me love
shitting in my breakfast. The Wire is way better than Quantum Leap.
On every level. One of the best shows ever, but boy, Quantum Leap.
You just said it. It's one of the best shows ever.
The problem is,
but
yeah,
it's
like the High on Your Mother argument. They have a soft spot for Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap for you?
The Wire could be the best show on TV, but
it's
Quantum
totally
Leap
tough.
The Wire. My God.
I just enjoyed Quantum Leap.
The finale of
everything about
Quantum Leap compared to the finale of The Wire.
Now, okay, you bring up the finale
of The
Wire
is amazing.
Yeah.
It is, but the Quantum Leap finale, you can't watch it with the Georgia song now. So does that change
your
opinion?
Okay, and I would like to say something about that as a non-viewer of both of those shows. I know more about the finale of Quantum Leap. That's stuck in my consciousness way more than the finale of The Wire.
Exactly.
I cannot tell you what happened.
But that's because of the way The Wire was. It wasn't supposed to be the finale that's important. All of them are supposed to, like, it left you with a sense that
like
this is just
going
to keep going.
Yeah, the bad guys
it's
got away with
it.
And
it's
like
how
Quantum
Leap ended too.
Got shit on.
No, only for Sam.
Unfortunately,
we got
Sam
our closure with Al.
You guys are fighting over the, you've made the same choice.
Yeah, I know. But we,
okay, so Adam needs to make the tiebreaker.
Adam picked Quantum Leap. Quantum Leap wins
y'all
over
are
The Wire.
Fucking shit. Jesus Christ.
We love The Wire, but
writing
Quantum Leap.
But just think of how great it's going to be when the... When
I can't wait till people hear this and say, Quantum Leap over The Wire? Really?
Yeah,
I think we get a lot of people that backed us.
Really
do.
I
think so.
Jesus Christ.
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap's iconic.
Okay, guys, next one.
Next one. Star Trek, The Next Generation versus Boardwalk Empire. I went with Star Trek.
That was another not-so-hard one for me, Star Trek.
Star Trek.
What do you boys say?
I don't think there's anything particularly special about Boardwalk Empire. Whereas
you're missing something. Boardwalk's genius.
Yeah, but
Boardwalk's
I don't
genius,
think there's
but,
anything
and,
specifically special.
I mean, I'm not going against Picard, but...
I'm not either.
Boardwalk
is genius.
Star Trek.
Michael
Pitt
Star Trek
was great on Boardwalk.
So but there's nothing like Jean-Luc Picard.
So Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yeah, there's nothing like Star Trek. Star Trek started a whole... Another
Data?
One,
you can't replace
another
Data.
One that went down and started a whole... spurred off a whole bunch of other stuff.
All right, next one I am not decided on yet is between Game of Thrones and Buffy.
Another
Game of
Wade,
Thrones.
Another
I would,
really hard one. For
I don't know
Buffy.
Yet.
How is
thinking
Buffy on the same caliber as Game of Thrones?
It's not. It's the same. Buffy and Gilmore Girls should have been compared to each other. And Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones should have been compared to each other.
Game of Thrones easily moves
Game of
on.
Thrones.
Easily.
Game of Thrones.
Without a heartbeat. Game of Thrones.
See, I'm thinking I'm leaning towards
Buffy.
You
because
lost.
Yeah,
Game
you lost.
Of Thrones.
It doesn't matter.
I'm leaning towards Buffy.
You lost.
I'll tell you why.
Doesn't matter.
Tell
you
why.
Sure.
Because even though it was set in, you know, high school.
I know what all the characters' names are on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Second season
it,
of both shows.
You don't need names in Game of Thrones.
But Buffy, okay, Buffy doesn't
you don't
have
need names.
The sets. It doesn't have that, but it has an amazing story, a group of friends, and
Dragon
then they
Queen,
actually, like, did, like, they made a musical episode, they made a sign episode, they made a puppet episode, and they made it really well. And then there was a sad episode where Buffy's mom died, and that
winter is coming.
That's what
okay?
she said?
That's what she
on
said.
My
Josh Whedon's
The Red Wedding.
Definitely, yeah.
The
Josh
Red Whedon. Wedding.
I'm they saying Buffy.
They slaughter everyone.
Like, there was genuinely funny moments, genuinely Ned scary Stark. Moments.
They cut his head off in the first season.
I hate to say it. I go with Buffy.
Buffy. Doesn't matter.
Well, you lost.
I'm happy that both of them.
Everybody go with Game of Thrones except for Gwen and I?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I prefer Angel.
Angel is wonderful.
Angel. I like Angel
the,
better.
Okay,
Angel.
Okay, here's the thing.
Did
of
not
the
like
five
Buffy.
Seasons of Buffy, or the five seasons of Angel versus the seven seasons of, which make them right, Angel had the shorter one. Yeah. I thought Angel had a much better full series run than Buffy did. Buffy
totally
fell apart
agree.
In the last two seasons.
Totally agree.
The Irish guy.
But the second season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is the most beautiful
the second,
thing
yeah.
ever created
Spike,
on this
well, Spike and Angel, those characters...
We had Angelus, and then we
does
had
that
when he
beat
chooses her virginity
Game
episode
of
Passion.
Thrones?
All of those things were so amazing.
Oh, great!
Yeah, I think the second season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is far better than the second season of Game of Thrones.
Not true.
So true.
Not true.
All right, so moving on.
All the truth.
Moving on.
That's the best season of Buffy by far.
Next match: Twin Peaks versus Wonder Years.
Wonder Years. Twin Peaks is genius, but Wonder Years is so good.
Wonder Years. Wonder Years, Twin Peaks? I'll
Wonder
pick
Years.
Wonder Years.
I love Twin Peaks.
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years.
You see? Right.
Yeah. Cherry Pie.
All right.
This is another hard one.
Dexter versus Rescue Me.
Dexter.
I picked Rescue Me.
I went with Rescue Me.
Dexter.
Rescue Me
had a way better full series run.
And
Dexter
I like
had three good seasons.
And I like
whatever.
The characters for Rescue Me better. I like the
Dexter's
characters.
So much better. Fuck. Rescue Me, you could remake Rescue Me anytime you want to. You can't recreate Dexter.
I think you can.
Sure you can. It's called True Detective. It's called Luther.
No. It's Dexter called... is the killer. That's the issue.
Chicago PD, Boston.
So you pick Rescue
Any fucking Law and Order.
You picked Dexter. What did the Conaways pick? Pick something.
Did you watch either of those shows?
Not really.
Yeah, okay, that's the problem.
You pick Dexter?
Yeah.
You're the pick.
Am I?
You're yeah.
Two Dexters and
two Rescue Me's.
Crap.
Both are good shows.
You were hoping, you were like doing one of me. I was like, yeah. I have a choice.
Do you want us to make our argument? Make the Rescue Me argument.
Rescue Me argument was Dennis Leary and a great cast. It was really funny. It was really sad. It was real emotional. It was a guy who struggled
great
with him own self.
Great
same thing, but with Michael C.
To
Hall.
Shit final season of Dexter.
Seriously.
There was like so much to his character and the other characters.
Same thing.
I don't agree with Dexter.
The Fall is another one that's exactly like Dexter.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Dexter is your hero and your ultimate villain. He's plus it's set in Miami,
Breaking
which you don't
Dead
see in a lot
just
of.
Just like Dexter.
Dexter, if you want to make that
Sons
argument,
of Anarchy
Dexter.
Is just, and Sons of Anarchy, not on the
both those shows
Rescue
happened
so
after Dexter. Rescue Me is like 8,000 different shows.
So Rescue Me or Dexter, even though you haven't seen any of them.
John Lithgow alone makes Dexter a better
okay,
series.
Michael C. Hall versus Dennis Leary. Yes, the John Lithgow season is amazing. That's
that
one
season. Yeah.
It's worth.
In the first season.
Any
first
season of
the
Rescue
second,
Me.
First season and the fourth season.
But every,
are better than
but
any
every
season,
season of
Rescue Me.
Rescue Me is good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't live up to those two seasons.
I don't agree.
I'll go with Rescue Me.
Yes.
Why are you related to this fucking
just
kid?
Just because I heard the ending of Dexter's terrible.
All right, here we go.
It is. It's very terrible.
I would imagine this
but
next...
But you pick Lost.
I didn't pick Lost. I was against Lost.
What was John Lithgow's character? He wasn't the Ice Trick Killer. That was the first one.
He was a Trinity Killer.
Yeah, because after the Trinity season, it's like you shouldn't even have the rest of the show.
Okay, but if they ended at the Trinity season, do you pick Dexter?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't.
Thank you.
But it didn't. It went three more seasons that were stupid.
Because they need to make money. But
they should have John Lithgow come back and actually... finish it.
Next match,
kill his ass. That would be awesome.
Right?
I'd rather have Lithgow kill him.
Just have him kill him
so
at the end. That would be perfect.
Though.
All right,
he's
let's
next.
Him and I are going to be here together.
Next matchup, The Walking Dead versus Doctor
How
Who.
How could you fucking do this?
How is there an argument?
That's ridiculous.
It is.
How difficult. Is there an argument, y'all?
Doctor Who's been on for 75 years.
And is it the best? No, and we're not talking about 75 years of Doctor Who.
Are we just talking about the reboot, or are we talking
We're talking
about
the reboot, and Walking Dead's better.
90s on it.
Okay,
so
here's my thing. I do not like Walking Dead. I think Walking Dead is incredibly boring. Incredibly
I love
boring.
Walking Dead. I'm choosing Doctor Who.
But I'm also choosing Doctor Who, even though I'm in a season right now of Doctor Who that I hate. And
which one?
You've got to be picking Walking Dead.
I'm picking Walking Dead.
Better.
I picked Walking Dead.
Andrew.
I'm on episode 10. It has not gotten better.
I picked Walking Dead.
Andrew.
Walking Dead's a better show than Doctor Who.
I love Walking
Doctor
Dead.
Who.
Doctor Who.
Walking Dead's a better show.
I find Doctor Who a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, Doctor Who is way more enjoyable than The Walking Dead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it
Walking Dead is too dreary and serious at times.
Well, it's called drama, asshole.
Right.
But so is Doctor Who. Doctor Who is whimsical drama.
Yeah,
I'm all about the Matt Smith season for sure. That's
right.
Can whimsical.
You without that, no, you can't.
That beats The Governor.
Walking Dead, man, it's a better show on every level.
Walking Dead, it's fine.
I'm going with Walking Dead.
Okay.
We know it's. I mean, I knew it was gonna happen.
I love Doctor Who. I was almost excited that Andrew was gonna go that way, but no.
Well, you knew he wasn't, but it's fine.
I'm mad how they ended Matt Smith. Oh, I was so mad about that last episode. But
I liked that. That
so,
was the episode that
I liked the last 5 minutes of that show.
I cried. I didn't even know who it is before, and I cried.
I did, yeah.
I had no idea what was going on. All right.
I liked the last 5 minutes of that show.
Awesome. Walking Dead. Zombies, yay.
Learn about Doctor Who, motherfucker.
All right, the next
really
one.
Good.
So the next thing, what did y'all have? Because I don't know if my thing cut off, but it was between House
and
what?
24 and House.
24 and House, that's it. That's right, 24 and House.
If you dare say 24, I'll stab you.
Yeah.
I put 24, absolutely.
How?
I put
House.
House was the same thing every week.
Bullshit. House is one of
Hugh
the more intelligent.
Is great.
He's genius.
24
is the same
thing. Oh, last, there's a minute left of the show. Okay, I figured it out, guys.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, what is this?
24. It's action, action, action. 8 episodes of doing nothing.
Not true. Every episode is a cliffhanger.
And spending a whole day, he never takes a shit.
Yeah. And
well,
when he flies to Africa,
you don't have to take a shit in 24 hours.
Commercial break.
Gotta pee.
24.
House.
Oh. House.
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 I'm going with 24.
24, man.
House wins.
House wins.
Bullshit.
House takes it all.
Sorry, Brian. We lost. But I'm right there with you on this one.
You fucking Laurie. How do you... That British man...
You can have
Hugh Laurie, brilliant.
I will take my house.
Hugh Laurie would have been great in Black... If Black Adder wasn't here, all the way. But
yeah,
house,
this was between Mr. Bean and Black Adder.
Hugh Laurie and
Black
Adder's genius.
I love Black Adder.
Okay.
Black Adder's
Black
so...
Black Adder's so...
All right, moving
Bean.
On. House of Cards versus Mad Men.
Mad Men.
House of...
Though Mad Men
actually,
does have a season
show.
I dislike
show.
A lot.
I'm indifferent. So.
I don't really like either.
Mad Men's better
I've
on a real level.
Episodes
like
of
just,
Mad Men, where I've never watched an episode of House of Cards.
All right, Shameless versus The Shield. That's really the
Shameless.
The Shield
Shameless.
Is so good, but
Shameless.
American
or Shameless?
American.
British.
American.
The Shield.
Shameless.
The Shield. Love Michael Chiklis.
I do too.
I like Emmy Rossum.
The second season finale.
I like Justin Chadwick or whatever his name is.
The second season finale.
He might show back.
Which one? The second season of what?
Finale of The Shield, man, with
yeah,
the lives overcome when they have the money from the Armenians. It's so good. All right, and the last one, the last matchup, West Wing versus X-Files.
West Wing changed the way you film.
The Walking and Talking?
Walking and Talking.
West Wing,
man,
I'm with you.
West Wing.
West Wing had better writing than X-Files.
By 100 folds.
X-Files.
I like X-Files, like Chris Carter, but that
X-Files.
Waned on season.
West Wing was really
and it didn't end well.
Really good writing.
No, it didn't end
West
well.
X-Files was more entertaining.
No way. West Wing
X-Files.
Was great.
West Wing ended beautifully.
Yeah.
They had a death in the ending, and they wrote that in.
Pass.
No, West Wing is so... It's better shot. It's
X-Files,
better written.
We had the tattoo guy.
Yeah, but you had episodes that you forget. I can remember. Allison Janney... You guys are kicking out Alice and Janney.
Yes.
You guys are wrong.
I would rather live in a world with no West Wing than X-Files.
I need my mold to
disagree.
Disagree completely.
West Wing career.
West Wing.
X-Files.
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 X-Files it is. Balls. All right. That is our bracket.
Does it feel good? Does it?
Yeah. Let me read them all now. Let me read them all. So we have, going on to the next round, Arrested Development, Louie, Seinfeld, Fresh Prince, South Park, Scrubs, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Archer, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Futurama, Saturday Night Live, Parks and Rec, The Simpsons, Eastbound and Down, The Office, Mystery Science Theater 3000, Lost, Breaking Bad, Sherlock, Firefly, Sopranos, 6 Feet Under, Quantum fucking Leap, Star Trek, The Next Generation, Game of Thrones, Wonder Years, Rescue Me, The Walking Dead, House, for fuck's sake. Mad Men.
How does Rescue Me?
Shameless
Rescue
and X-Files.
Me.
Oh, did Rescue Me win?
Yep.
Oh, cool. That's good.
We will be back in a couple weeks with narrowing down with this, and it is going to be even worse.
Fuck you, Wade.
let us know what we did wrong.
We're only kidding. Wade did make this a good
Yeah, this was great. And I will post the bracket so you can play along and fill out on our Facebook page so you can check us out there. And that is our podcast number 24.
Crazy picks.